This show is kind of dumb. I mean, if you have no idea who the baby daddy is for your 16 kids, you might have bigger problems. Oh, you need your hand back? Sure. Sorry, I keep asking to hold it. How am I feeling? Numb. I'm just fucking numb. The worst part is that every now and again, the reality of them being gone hits me like a damn freight train. And it just starts hurting all over again. Yeah, I talked to their parents. Most of them assured me that it was fine. But Gracie's mom, she said that it should have been me instead of her baby girl. I told her I agreed with her. She slapped me across the face, and I had to insist to the officers that I didn't want to press charges. I almost did the stupidest thing I could have done and told her that her daughter was a bitch who loved doing cruel pranks on people. But what good would that have done? What if someone told my mom your daughter was a real piece of shit after I passed? What good would it do? Yeah, well, no one ever accused me of being bright. My dad used to say, "Girl, if you didn't weigh more than a damn car, your empty head would have drifted you off into space." Thanks for noticing. I've always been a healthy, thick. Curves that have some lumps, but a pleasing figure. Being a size 2 stick denies me a chance to eat bacon, you see. Oh yeah, I used to be really overweight. Could never force myself to eat right or exercise. Until one day, I got it into my head that I liked lifting weights and working out. So when I was upset or bored, happy or sad, I'd just go to the gym. Guess it worked out, huh? I was a complete gross loser back then. You didn't think I was gross? Oh. Hey, why are you getting up? Come on. Aw, you're so warm. I could save on the heating bill with you. Okay, I know it's hard to text with me holding you, but you're really warm. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for all the time you've been spending with me. I really appreciate you helping me handle my coursework, keeping me fed and showered. I know I've probably been a pain in the ass. You keep saying it's no big deal and all, but I remember what you were going through with your old friend and your ex. Do you maybe, you know, want to talk about it? You don't feel comfortable talking about it? Okay, sure. I'm not really surprised that you feel that way. It's not exactly like I've done myself any favors over the years when it comes to how I've treated you. Yeah, no, we don't have to talk. I can just draw or something and keep quiet. Yeah, I draw all the time. I'm an animation major, kind of. And it's because of you, actually. Here, let me show you. This was for my last project. See? It's about trolls trying to get along with fairies, only to realize the fairies are 1,000 times more fucked up. Writing the story has been tough, though. Writing is 1,000 times more difficult than I thought it would be. Don't worry, I'm paying a creative writing major to help out. It's astounding how many people want work for free, you know? Kind of like me when I used to make you do my homework. I know I was shitty to you, and I'm really sorry. I guess I thought, I don't know, that we spoke the same language when it came to flirting, wanting to spend more time together and all that jazz, but I guess I was wrong. Huh? Oh, no, no, that was nothing. I certainly wasn't drawing you. It's just a model that happens to look like you. Total coincidence. 100%. What do you want me to say? That I've had a crush on you for years now? You already knew that. Huh? You still like me too? Really? Even when I was chubby? Well, and I fucked it up so hard. Good job, Jay. Here. These are my drawings of you. I, think I've improved since high school, huh? You actually look like you're not a stick figure now. I'm glad you like them. Sorry if it's creepy. I just, you know. The first time I saw you in high school, I felt my chest tighten and my heart flutter and thought, wow, I'm never going to see a prettier face to draw than this. I'm such a dumbass. That was about when I started working out, and I had it in my head. I can't ask them out until I'm hot. They'll never say yes otherwise. Dad was pleased, at least. Started having beers with me, and we bonded over hunting and sports and a bunch of other stuff I really didn't care about. I still don't care about it. I like working out, but the culture is weird, you know? I always admired that about you. You just did what you liked. You never let yourself get pressured into playing football, drinking kegs, and all of that other macho shit. You're just yourself. You were always able to be yourself. And I think in a way, a lot of people, including me, are jealous of that. Even when those two shit exes stomped on you like dirt, you didn't stop being you. And in a way, it just made me fall even harder for you. Ugh, fuck all this emotional shit. I could use a drink. Maybe we could go for drinks sometime. It doesn't have to be a date. Hey, you deserve to have a night out. You've been hanging out with me for weeks now, and I think you look really nice at the club. Theoretically speaking, of course. It's all up to you, you know. Really? Great. I can't wait.